It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. You can check it out at GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs you can rent for individual games. There's free shuttle back and forth from Beaver Stadium to Beaver Stadium, a large projection TV in the parking lot, Wi-Fi, all the amenities you could possibly need as a Penn State football fan, as any college football fan, to have an awesome weekend up there at Penn State. I did it once. I can't wait to do it again. It's coming soon for the blue-white game this spring, and certainly for the 2019 season as well. Consider GoPSURV.com to try to travel and experience Penn State football in a brand new way. I want to get on some of these topics here, Greg. Buy or sell? That's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We're going to pose some statements to Greg, and he's going to take a stand one way or the other. No wishy-washy Greg Pickle business here.
All right.
Black or white, either buy it or sell it. We'll start with, you know, really one of the themes where we've been talking mostly about transfers out of the program. My statement for this is Penn State will land multiple transfers from other college football programs.
Oh, man.
That's more than one.
Yeah, right. Because if it
I'm
was,
not talking 18. I'm just talking more than one.
If it was one, it would be a hard buy. I will buy that. I think that, like I think we talked about earlier this week, Penn State is probably going to host a few of these guys that maybe we don't know about right now, but that we'll learn more about during the spring game. And you just mentioned the blue-white game. It was a fitting leap in this segment to get us going. But, yeah, I'm going to buy on that. I think Penn State will pick up a few of these guys. It just makes sense. I mean, if you're going to lose so many guys to transfers, it just stands to reason that you're going to have to fill out your roster somehow. You can't just do it through high school recruiting. So it would make sense for Penn State to pick up a couple of these guys. So I will buy that. I don't know who they are. I'm not willing to. If I had to guess the positions, offensive line, wide receiver, safety probably make the most sense. One thing I'll caution, though, is that, you know, that there seems to be this belief that the transfer portal can fix it, or, well, just get some guys out of the transfer portal, it'll all be fine. You can't, on one hand, assume that Penn State's guys are leaving because they think they can play more elsewhere, and then at the same time assume that the guys in the portal are really good and they're just leaving. I don't think there's that many Juwan Johnsons playing. You and I have different outlooks on Juwan Johnson's 2019.
We sure do.
But
yeah.
There's no question, Dustin, that if there's a guy that you're going to pick is a breakout candidate in a new school as a grad transfer, I think he is a strong candidate for it. And playing time was not the reason he transferred. I don't think there's that many guys in the portal that are like that. I think it's more likely that there's a lot of guys in there that think, I think probably play more somewhere else. Well, if you couldn't play where you were, why couldn't you play at Penn State? I think that's the question that Penn State will have to ask itself each and every time it looks into one of these guys. So I'll say that they buy, but it clearly they're going to have to look for not only fits, but also guys that just aren't coming in to fill out the depth chart.
Here's an interesting thing, and we talked about it earlier in the week. Mark Brennan joined us from Fight on State and brought this up. But some of the guys who are leaving are not guys who are primary starter caliber players, but losing experienced special teamers is something to watch as you're moving forward. And so if that's what you're losing, maybe the expectation is that's what you need to be gaining as well. And certainly I think, you know, looking at R.J. Proctor, the offensive lineman from Virginia, and I think he's probably a guy who ends up on your two deep because he's got some experience. He's been molded into something that can help your program, not necessarily as a starter. But if you're looking at safeties, linebackers, wide receivers, you're looking at a lot of different players who, if they don't make a big impact on offense or defense, maybe they're making their impact on special teams too.
Yeah.
That's where I think the expectation should be.
You will at the very least take those guys for sure if you have the scholarship room available.
So I forget. So this is are you buying?
Buy,
one?
Buy.
It's a soft buy, not a hard buy.
We'll make it a hard buy.
Okay, hard buy. Penn State will land multiple transfers. Here's another statement. The most important recruit in Penn State's 2019 class, Brandon Smith, the linebacker.
Wow.
Importance can take on any number of things. That is however you want it to be defined.
Yeah, I'm going to sell on that right now. And it's not because I have anything against Brandon Smith or I don't think he can contribute in year one or so on and so forth. I just don't know the whole recruiting class yet. So it's hard for me to buy that when Penn State could pick up a big-time safety like Nick Cross, who's committed to Florida State, four-star Maryland prospect. If Nick Cross picks Penn State, there's nothing saying he won't beat out Jaquan Brisker, Lamont Wade, and others to start at safety this year. And quite honestly, a starting safety is a bigger need for Penn State right now than a starting linebacker. So I'm going to sell on that. It's not so much about Smith as it is just not knowing what the rest of this class is going to bring. 2 weeks from now, after the second signing day, I could very well be answering that question as a yes. And I could be buying on that, but right now I sell just because I don't know what else Penn State's going to get in this class. Maybe they pick up Jaquay Sorrell or another defensive tackle that could really help redefine this defensive line for Penn State. And to me, Smith is an extremely important get, but in terms of the immediacy of the need, there's some other spots that maybe they could fill out in this class to make that prospect to pick.
That's about within the confines of the structure of this
segment.
It's
as close
as
I could,
wishy-washy
as you could
as
get.
You can get. But I see your point. And I would say, you know, you can say important in a number of ways. Lance Dixon, the most elite athlete, I think, in this class. I don't think there's any denying that. Doesn't necessarily have a true blue position just yet. Will play linebacker. Noah Cain, I think, you know, can redefine Penn State's backfield as well. Devon Ellis, they needed, you know, between the December signing day and February signing day, they needed a good defensive lineman, at least one good defensive lineman. Having Ellis actually committed and signed in December,
right,
making his announcement at the Polynesia Bowl, that was a big deal, I thought. So it depends how you define importance. For me, you know, I think Brandon Smith is the most important player in the class because he's the best player in the class. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and GoPSURV.com. I wrote this one before I heard about Lamont Wade, and my statement
was, I guess I'll get an easy slam dunk here.
At least one Penn State player in the transfer portal will be back at Penn State.
Buy
or sell.
Buy.
Genius. Genius right there. How about this one? Rasheed Walker will be a starting offensive tackle in 2019.
Wow. I wish I knew more about Anthony Wigan before making this pick, and I could look like a fool when we replay this in July, but I'm going to buy. I still can't get over the fact that Trace McSorley could have used the Citrus Bowl platform to talk about just about anything he wanted to after Kentucky. Now, don't get me wrong. He was asked a question about younger guys. I mean, it's not like he just was talking about, Josh Allen, the Kentucky defensive end, and then all of a sudden pivoted to younger guys on the Penn State team. But the fact that he picked out Rasheed Walker as a guy that impressed him during the 2018 season, I thought that spoke volumes to what his potential was. And we already knew he had a huge ceiling at Penn State. I mean, this is a guy that was a high four-star recruit, the model, offensive tackle build, if you will. And it sounded like he was progressing nicely in the weight room and in the film room and all that. So everything's pointing to him being the guy that, you know, replaces Ryan Bates out there. Now, obviously, Wigan's going to have something to say about it, and some other guys will be involved. But to me, I would make Walker the leader in the clubhouse at this point. And we'll learn more about Wigan here in the coming days and weeks. But I'll buy that for sure.
I think, there's a certain extent, you know, if you're invested in this guy as maybe a cornerstone offensive lineman, yeah, I think you put him out there and you live and die with the lack of experience. You know, the mm-hmm. upside, the talent, the long-term projection, getting the experience he needs, and maybe dealing with a mistake or two along the way. So I will buy that also. My opinion doesn't matter. So
still buy him.
Jawan Johnson will have a bounce back season wherever he goes. Wherever he goes.
Define bounce back.
I think getting back to 2017 form, let's put it that way.
That's a good one because, you know, again, I think that if anyone is going to take a jump, let's define bounce back. Can we say it kind of like
50 catches.
Justin Brown going to Oklahoma?
Sure. That's a good baseline.
Then I'll buy that. I think that's the right fit for him. Obviously, if he ends up going to like you know, Army or somewhere where they just run the ball, then you know this won't work out so well.
Well, we know he's with David Corley.
Yeah, because that went so swimmingly. Yeah, wherever David Corley ends up, you can cross that off of Juwan Johnson's transfer destinations, I think. But I'll buy that. You know, he has all the tools. Can he get over the drops? Is that what, you know, what was the problem for him in 2018? And really over the course of his Penn State career, like his stats were fine, his stats were great, but he never necessarily produced the way that he looked, if that makes sense. He looks like a future first round pick, and he always has, but he's never really played that way consistently game in and game out. So a fresh start for him is definitely a good thing. I'll give him the opportunity. Yeah, I'll say that, yeah, he can have a bounce back year somewhere, depending on where he ends up. Obviously, he'll go a long way in helping define that statistically, but I'm more ready to give up on his future than you are. I know that's definitely a fact, but I'll buy it in this sense.
Here's what I think the future of Juwan Johnson is. I think, and I'll summon Devin Funchess from Michigan. I think he is somewhere between a wide receiver and a tight end. And it will be interesting to see him get a run as a tight end somewhere, because he's got the attitude to block. Mm-hmm. I think his game and how thick he is as a player, kind of, I could see him at 6'4", 250 easier than I could 6'4", 205 or whatever. So
right.
It'll be interesting to see, but I think he's gonna have a nice year, because I thought 2017 could have been the start of something. 2018, for whatever reason, didn't go his way. Sticking with wide receivers, Justin Shorter as a redshirt freshman next year will catch at least 35 passes.
Ooh, that's a good one. Going quickly through the statistics from last year, this is the part of the show where I try and pull up the statistics from last year as fast as I can while I talk about the question posed. As long as he is not, I love being in the position to be able to give you stipulations to your questions, but as long as he's not dinged up in summer camp again, because I truly honestly think that he could have had a year similar to some of these other five-star freshman receivers across the country if, and it's a big if, but if he did not get hurt leading into the season, it really slowed him down. So, you know, Tommy Stevens, Trace McSura, Tommy Stevens, Sean Clifford, I don't think it matters which is the quarterback. You look at Penn State's receiving chart from a year ago, only one guy top 35, that was KJ Hamler. It's almost amazing that he topped 35 considering how often they seemingly forgot he was in the game. Pat Freiermuth second with 26, Juwan Johnson 25. I'm going to sell on Shorter getting the 35 catches. I think he has 30.
30 would be a fair expectation the way that they distribute the football. So we'll see. It's going to be a little while until we find out if you're right or wrong. And some of those.
Somebody will remember, I guarantee.
Try to straddle the fence between right and wrong. Yes. Moving on, Adam Friedman from Rivals is going to join us to talk Penn State recruiting in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.